Continuing in Siman Kuf Sadi Vav, we had previously in different contexts discussed the effectiveness of a bedika done balayla, but let's just talk about that a little bit more in its own context here. The Ramah has a line in Sif Dalid, that bedika tia lor hayom below lor haner, that a bedika should be performed by daylight, and not Lor Haner, would be the Eved Mahani Afilu Lor Haner. What is Ramah talking about? What's the source of the Ramah? So the Beis Yosef comments on the Rashba and Torah Sabayis. The Rashba and Torah Sabayis are Katsar, Kafe, and the Beis. With the Rashba, there is a line that Or Hayom Yafel Bedika Shabayis. That Or Hayom is good, effective for a bedika, as we see by Beis Mumbaz, Daf Yud Zayin, who are praised for being bodeg by Yom. So Beis Yosef comments on this line of the Rashba that this is a lechachila. So it sounds like he understood that this is talking about bedika done by Laila, and lechachila bedika should be done by Yom, but a bedika by Laila would be effective with the Eved. And if that's the case of the intention, then that would be the Kavanah of the Ramah here, that a Bedika optimally should be performed by day, but a Bedika performed at night would be effective with the Eved. And the Sidri Tara, Sukkot and Yutes, doesn't think that this is the Kavanah of the Ramah. Number one, he's bothered by that. First of all, the context of Beis Munbaz, which is what the Rashba is citing, is talking about Bedikas Kodem Tashmish in the context of Taros, and isn't necessarily relevant to Bedikas of Shivanakiyam. Bedikas of Shivanakiyam are linked to Sviras Shivanakiyam, and the Sidri Tara assumes that Sviras Shivanakiyam has to be done by Yom. And he quotes Tosos and Daf Samach Tesim and Aleph, who's Mefurish that way, that Bedikas Laila doesn't work. And the Sidri Tara says, you have no right to be makel against Tosis. That Tosis there, the context of the Tosis and Daf Samates is the sugya that we'll get to soon, which is Mixas Hayom Kukulo by a Zava, and when a Zava can go to the Mikvah. So Min HaTorah, Zava goes to the Mikvah on day 7 because of Mixas Hayom Kukulo. And Tosis there in that context is commenting that doesn't help at night because you don't say mixes hayom kukulo at night in this context. And even if you say mixes hayom kukulo by yizava, it doesn't allow you, even min haTorah, to go to the mikvah on the night of day 7, meaning on the night leading into day 7. And that's mefurish in Tosos Pesachim Pei Aleph as well. Pei Aleph and Aleph even maskul inami. Tosos there argues on Rashi and says that Sviras Laila isn't a Sfira, and therefore Bedikas Laila isn't a Bedika. As far as I point out, that there are different indications in Rashi. There's Rashi Megillah that sounds like it's against Rashi Pesachim, but not going to deal with that now. But Tosis's position, both in Pesachim and here on Samathes, is clear that a Bedika doesn't work a Laila. The Sidri Tara thinks that's normative, and therefore the Sidri Tara is inclined to read the Ramah as not talking about when can you perform a bedika, but when can you check a bedika. That back to the topic of seeing Maras Balayla, so a bedika should be checked Lor Hayom and not Lor Haner. But for the evidence, if you check the bedika Lor Haner, that would be effective. And Rabbi Morgenstern quotes other Rachonim and say like this as well, that the Ramah's Kavanah isn't about when to perform a bedika, but evaluating and checking a bedika. Chazanish isn't convinced. Chazanish in Siman Tzadi Beis, Osi Beis, is nistapik. He leaves it with a tzaruch ian lahalacha. He raised the question that none of the classic sources in Poskim really discuss the issue of bedika balayla. And if it was really a problem, then we'd expect some more explicit treatment. So the Chazanish leaves that as a tzarach ian ledina, whether a bedikas laila would work b'diavad. So we previously discussed b'dikas laila primarily in the context of a woman who has to minimize her b'dikas because of a damaka situation or something of that sort, where it's much easier to do that limited number of b'dikas. Let's say you have a bodeket or a medical professional who's doing the b'dika for you and is doing a hefektara, and then it's a lot easier just to wait around and have the first b'dika done b'laila. That's the scenario where this is most relevant discussed by Poskim. Poskim also discuss, this is true, not Behuda, I think we referenced this earlier, whether a mochdofu that was kept in, called an ashmasha, as b'di'evet, could count as a b'dika, if a b'dika works for Laila, or a situation where a woman lost track of time and did a b'dika for Laila after she should have done the hefektara and then forgot to do b'dika the next day, could that count for b'di'evet? So these are the scenarios where, you know, no one would lechachila tell you to do a b'dika b'laila, but in under extenuating circumstances, would a b'dika b'laila be effective? So Piskei Das, Rabbi Morgenstern writes, sounds like he assumes that b'dika b'laila should never be relied upon even b'di'evet, even under extenuating circumstances. That's how Rabbi Eider presents it in his Sefer. Rabbi Karp, and in the Pua Sefer, and the general Saka Mekubal in our yeshiva, is that there is what to rely upon the makom tzorech b'shas hatzak to rely on a b'dikas laila.
Okay, probably the reason why you can't do the b'dika if you'd be allowed to look at a b'dika that was already done.
They're the two separate topics. One of them is there's a din of sfiras shivanakiyim. So if sfiras shivanakiyim has to be done by Yom, has to be done the time that for purposes of counting the day is counted by Yom. That's what Tosas seems to say. We don't say mix, as an extension of the fact that we don't say mix with the Yom Kukulo at night. So then the Bedika is correlated or connected to sphere. The question of when you can see a Bedika or Chakamar, that has to do with light and vision. That's a different topic. Maybe a different topic. Okay. So let's move on now to Se'if Yud. Mechaber writes, Hashiv Nakiyim Sarach Shiyu Sufim Shalotira Dam Behem, Shimras Adam Afilu Besof Yom Hashvi, Sasa Kol Yamim, if a woman sees dam in the middle of her shivanakiyim, that's so saras the whole count. It sets you back to square one, and you have to start your shivanakiyim again. Says the Rama, the Yesh Omrim, the Bishlosha Yamim Rishonim Shal Yamei Asfira Imatza Kesem Ein Tolin Osola Hakel Kamo Shetolin Sharik Samim. That if a woman sees a kesem during the first 3 days of shivanakiyim, you can't be tola on that kesem the way you normally would. The gibel yamer mishonim tzrichim liyos nikiyim legamri. The first 3 days have to be nikiyim legamri. Aval acher kach dino kishar kesem. B'chein noach. After the first 3 days, then all kulas ksamim apply. The davka kesem shuyoser mikigris v'od. Aval pachas mikigris v'od tola b'kina filu gimel yamim rishonim. The restriction on being tola during the first 3 days doesn't apply to a tliya on a shir macholas. V'adin imayala maka b'gufa v'yodas shemitzi adam tola ba afilu b'yasem mikigris v'od. And if you have a maka yadu shemitzi adam, you can be tola on that during the first 3 days as well. So this psak of the Ramah is built off of a Sefer Truma and off of a Truma Sedeshin. Sefer Truma, Simon Tzadi Beis, writes as follows. Vim Safra Gimel Yamim Nikim Umatza Kesem Kasher. That if a woman already went through her first 3 days of shivanakiyim, and then she finds a kesem subsequent to that, you could be tola whatever your normal tliya is. Aval yamim rishonim shel sfira nira deviina nikiyim below safek Sheteida shepasek da'am ha-makor. But the first 3 days have to meet a higher threshold of nikias, that you have to know for sure that there's no more dam. Aval ibodekas atma v'osa makom v'mosa dam, omra geshes adam yosem in arachim tmeya, ve'elit los b'maka. Aval impi kachas ladas shadam yosem yosemaka, gam dam shebishas bedika tahor. So Sefer Truman says, number one, there's a higher threshold for nikias during the first 3 days, which would limit your ability to be tola on a kesem. And you can't be tola b'maka. But if the woman has a yediya that this is dam hayosem yosamaka, then you could be told on that. It sounds like even during the first 3 days. But during the first 3 days, you need nikiyim below suffix. Now you have to be extra sure that there's no dam in a makor, and therefore there are restrictions on your ability to be tola that which otherwise you should have been able to be tola on. Sefer Truman doesn't elaborate much beyond that. He does say that a maka sounds like ayadua shemasi adam, or the lashon is that in pikacha sadas shadam yosem yosemaka, then even a dam b'shas habedika would be tough. Okay. So the Truma Sadeshen modifies this Chumra of the Sefer Truma. Truma Sadeshen Simen Reish Mem Tes. Truma Sadeshen writes that even to the extent that you're going to be machmer during the first 3 days of Shivan Akiyam, not to rely on regular Tlios, it doesn't apply to a Kesem Pachos Mikigris Ode. Doesn't apply to the standard Shear Macholes, because he writes, Kesem Pachos Mikigris Vade Tlina Leila Olam. You always have the ability to be tola on a Kesem up to Kigris Vod. The Inlokain, Ainshum Isha Yecholo Latire. Because if you didn't allow that, then it would be challenging for any woman to become Tahora, because women always seek Samim of that size. Like your Shimon Gamliel, he's on Daphne Fest, the Dvarai in Kates, Ein Lucha Isha Shitor, Labaila, Laolam, Ein Kalmita Mitha, Shana La Kamatipa, Kamatipa Stama Folas. So that kind of a Tlia, Apachas Mikigris, exists even during the first 3 days of Shimon Akiyah. And that's what the Ramah reflects here in Sifyut, that Truma Sadeshen, that a Tliya on Shir Pachas Mikigris Ode always applies even during the first 3 days of Shivan Akiyah. Now, as far as the Maka Yidua Shibutzi Adam, that we saw the Ramah's Mekel, the Shach in Sifkat in Yud Gimel is Machmir, the Shach quotes a long Shach, who quotes, it's long because he quotes a long Darkei Moshe, and he takes issue with numerous points in the Darkei Moshe. The bottom line is that the Shach is machmer even on a maka yadua shemotzi adam during the first 3 days. Dr. Ravava says that the minhag is to be makel against the Shach. That's what the Torah Shlomim writes in Sukkot and Yudalit as well. And that's the general consensus of poskim, that if you have a maka yadua shemotzi adam, then you can be makel even during the first 3 days. Father Yishulchan suggests Sifkat and Kuchnam Zayin, that if it's a maka that you know is going to go away quickly, it's on the path to healing. So he thinks maybe you should be machmir during the first 3 days, if you know it's going to heal soon, and then you're not going to be set back for too long. Rabbi Karp writes, if one wanted to be machmir like that for a maka that's going to be passing soon, then ein mas nichan also. He doesn't recommend it, but don't throw the guy at a shul if he's machmira and the maka yedush mitzia dam there in the first 3 days, if it's a maka that's going to be passing soon. But the general consensus of poskim is that we're not machmir like the shaf. We assume like the ikur din of the Rama based on sefer truma. That if it's a maka yedush mitzia dam, that you can be told on during the first 3 days of Shivan Akiyah. And the Pesach Tshuva here in Sukkot Yud Bey is close to the Lefanda Shlomo, that just like we're Megal during the first 3 days of Shivan Akiyah on Chachas Mikigrisa Od, we're Megal on the other objective carve-outs of Darvashen Mekabel Tumma and Sivonin. A woman's not supposed to be wearing Sivonin during Shivan Akiyah, but as you pointed out, there may be times where a postik will advise to wear Sivonin in a Maka situation where she's prone to ksamim that we know are attributable and not part of the regular matzor. So in that situation, Pitzkeshuva causes the Chandel Shlomo that the coolest of ksamim as far as Sivonin would apply during the first 3 days as well. Revolter points out you have to be reasonable there if it's a significant quantity of dam, it just happens to be on Sivonin, so then unless it's a maka situation attributable to the maka, you have to be realistic and assume that's minimal core. But in principle, the objective carve-outs in Hilchos Tzomim of Pachas Mikigris Od, Enim Akabel Tumim Tzomonim would be relevant even during the first 3 days of Shiva Nikim.
Why did Rama specify
because that's what the Trumas Hadashim is talking about, and that's the most prevalent case where this is relevant. You have a kesef that's pachas mikigris od. If you have a kesef that's a larger quantity, so you have to assess on its merit, but fundamentally speaking, and you're not supposed to wear tzivonim anyway, so that's not the more common case. So at the end of the day, the chumrah, the Rama, not to be tola on samim during the first 3 days, that really applies to the more classic tliyas, the shukshal tabachim tliyas, or the tliyas where a woman's osekes b'samim. So those kind of tliyas, that's what the Rama ends up saying, well, love, you shouldn't rely on during the first 3 days, but the objective carve-outs, the pachas mikigris v'od, and sivonim and in Makabel Tumma, that we would rely on even during the first few days.
This idea of Ein Shomishi Kol Atayir, because mm-hmm. Makolas is flying all over the place, and she's always going to find some of it. Is that relevant to Bismanazeb?
So even if it's not relevant, Bismanazeb, but Osamida that it was, but since we've shown him carved that out, and that's accepted by the Rama, so we continue to accept that. And it goes back to the nature of these, as we discussed extensively when we spoke about the Ksamim, the nature of these carved outs as being low gozer in some of these situations, as opposed to a classic Taliya. So the low gozer was, I mean, each one has its own calculation, but at least within Pachas Mikigris V'od, part of that logozer was because of the shkichus of it, and it's not subject to the regular, you don't need a machol sefenein in order to be mekel. So once that's the case, so that's how the Rishonim, or at least the Tumas Hadashim that the Rama quotes presents it, and once that's been accepted, it's accepted. I mean, as it is, the Rama, the Sefer Truma is a Chumrah. And the Ikra, then, there's no reason that you shouldn't rely on regular Kula Sama during Shiva Nekiyim. So Chumrah, the Sefer Truma, that we want to be extra careful to make sure that there's no Daven Makor. You already did a Hesek Tara, so it's a new Cheshbon. Nevertheless, Chumrah to be super sure that there's no Daven Makor. So that's a later chumrah anyway, so that's counterbalanced by the carve-outs of Pachas Mikigris V'od. That chumrah wasn't accepted for these types of summit. The Torah Shlomim has the following suggestion. That if a woman is prone to tzamim, or a woman is osekes b'tzamim, so she's in a situation where she's very likely to find tzamim during the first 3 days of Shemini Kiyum, which are not really minim makor, but would still be covered by this chumra of the Ramah from the Sefer Truma. And she's worried that she's not going to have a proper, it won't be easy to get through the Shemini Kiyum. So the Torah Sashlam has the following suggestion. So Katan Yud Gimel. Nirali de Yeshla Takana B'Deratzeh. That she can do the following. Behind him. Miyad Shapasak Dama Yom Aleph Obeiz the Riyasa Tivdok Atma Heitev Kamosha Derech Livdok L'Sfira Sashiv Nekiyah. So if we're talking about a woman who stops seeing Dam before she's allowed to do a regular Hafsak Tara, let's say you have a woman who is going to do a Hafsak Tara on day 5. But Lamaisa, she stops seeing Dam on day 2. So she could do a Ke'ilu Hafsak Tara on day 2. But Acher Yom Hei Lishimusha, Shemaska Lithra Shivanakiyim, for Avar Hagimel Yomim, Shepasak Dama, V'tolin V'ksama Lahaka. So he said the 3 days that the Ramah's talking about here at B'machmer, the first 3 days, don't have to be the first 3 days of Shivna Kiyam. They could be the first 3 days after a Hafsak Tara. So in theory, you could do a Hafsak Tara on day 2. You're not going to count the Shivna Kiyam until after 5 days L'Riyasa. But as far as this judgment of the 3 days or 3 days after she stops seeing Dam, it doesn't have to be the first 3 days of Shivna Kiyam. And then after that point, you could be tole big sum in lahaka. Yeah.
Just to clarify, we're talking about a case of a woman who only sees sunim starting from day 6 of the cycle.
So she's not. The concern is that I think the concern is that she's going to seek sunim during her Shivna Kiyum when she needs to be bodekas. But before the Shivna Kiyum start, she doesn't have to have that heightened awareness of tzamim. So she's less prone to see those tzamim or to notice them if she's not during Shivna Kiyum. So she can do a Hafsak Tara on day 2, in theory. And then the 3 days for the Chum of the Ramah are the next 3 days. So she did a Hafsak Tara. She did a Hafsak Tara on day 2. But she's not doing B'dikas the next 3 days because she's not starting the Shivna Kiyum until after day 5. So she's really supposed to be Maseches Ketara. So he assumes, I'm not sure why this is, but he assumes for these purposes that this Chumrah could be satisfied before you actually start counting the Shivna Kiyum. That's a big kiddush. It's not really relevant to mice anyway because most women can't get a Hafsak Tara before day 5 anyway. So even if you accept the cheshbon, it's of I think minimal, if any, practical relevance. But that's a suggestion that Tosafot Shlomim has.
Even according to him, if you're yotzei l'sha'a achas, you're right. Shivna Kiyum, mm-hmm. where you are not yet past the 3 days,
right.
You're probably going to seek some of it, that'll restart the count. So you really have to get it in before day 2. If you stop leading, let's say on day 3,
right.
Your Hafsak Tara is already
right. Right, then it won't help you.
And you won't get
right. Correct. Okay. So that's a good segue into the sugya of Paletas Jeflasek, which is the funeral. So the pasuk tells us, "Vayikra perikas va pasuk yepes, v'isha shir yishkav isha sa shifla zera, v'rachatsu b'mayim v'tamu ad ha'aretz."
Where's that pasuk?
Vayikra tesva yepes. Ah. So a woman who engages in Tashmish becomes Tumea with a limited one-day Tuma because of the Shikva Zera that because of the Shikva Zera that she absorbs. That's a pasuk. Then the Gemara tells us in our Masechta on Daf Mem Aleph on the days that there's also a din of Holetet Shechva Zera. That's the next pasuk. The Isha ki siyeh zava, dab yeh zava bivsara, shivas yamim tiyeh binidasa. And the Gemara there understands, based on this pasuk, that there's a din of poleta shechva zera, which in context of the Gemara is quoting it, is that even if a woman has tashmish, and then she goes to the mikvah, so that solves the pasuk yuchas problem. The isha she yishkav isha sasha chazar v'chasuva mayim v'tamud ha'ar. She has a tumas yom. She goes to the mikvah that night, so she has solved that tumah problem. But then she expels shechva zera subsequent to her going to the mikvah. So that's a new tumah of poleta shechva zera. The woman becomes tmeya machmas tashmish because of the shechva zera b'shas tashmish. But then even if she goes to the mikvah to be matar from that tumah, and that tumah is yom, if she is subsequently poleta shechva zera, then that's going to be metamei her anew. That's the tumah poleta shechva zera. And that's the Mishnah in Shabbos and Daf Tevav Amud Aleph. Minayin lepoleta shechva zera bayom hashlishi shehi tmeya. Shenamar hayunukhanim l'shloshes yamin. How do we know that a woman could be tmeya machmas poleta shechva zera even on day three? That's the pasuk by Mamad Har Sinai that hayunukhanim l'shloshes yamin. And the Gemara here presents a three-way machlokes tanaim as to how to calculate the amount of time that a woman could become tamei because of poleta shechva zera. Just look at Rashi there. Rashi on the Mishnah, she tameya the yom hashlishi akasi lo masracha lo misracha shechva zera v'ruei aliklo v'lios v'lad noser heimena. So the basis, the reason that Tumah is created by Poletes, and the reason for the shear of 3 days is because that's the amount of time that we assume Zara is viable. Zara can remain viable in a woman up to 3 days after Tashmish. So up to that point, when the Zara is still viable, so then there is Tumas Poletes. And the Gemara presents three-way machlokas tanayim, Tana Rabbanan poleta shechva zera b'yom ha'shlishi tahara divir of Lazar ben Azariya. Mishmal omer pa'amim shein dalet amos, pa'amim shein heyon of pa'amim shein vabanos. Rebbe Kiva omer la'olam hey. So when we talk about the window of time in which a woman could be tamei mishum poletas, there are possibilities ranging from 4 onos through 6 onos. The 6 onos would be 6 12-hour periods subsequent to Tashmish. And we assume l'alacha that it's vav onos. The Rambam doesn't have it that way. The Rambam, Avos HaTuma Perakei Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam, Avos HaTuma Perakei Halacha Yud Aleph. If you look at the Be'er Agra here in Shulchan Aruch, Siv Katan Lamed Beis, Be'er Agra points out the Rambam in a different gears from the Gemara of Gimel Onos instead of Vav Onos. And the Rambam writes, the Isha Shepalta Shechva Zera and Palta Sabasok Gimel Onos Rei Tumeya Kirova Kari. But the Rov Yishanim assume not that way. We assume lalacha that a woman could be tmei mishum paletas up to vav onos, and that's what we assume is the amount of time that zera could theoretically be viable. Yeah.
It's not Hogis Metzias.
I don't know.
Ash does not, because the Gemara spells it out based on when they did preaching or anything like that. I see what you're saying. Well, she does. I do a photo of Masay based on when they did. I mean, everybody agrees that together is one in Masaha.
Meaning, part of the machlokes is, do we count full onos or partial onos? And do you say mix the uncle kulo?
Could use like EF shalabar, sorry. It'd be hard to ascertain in the thesis of this case.
Don't know. Okay. So take a look now. Back of the Sefer Nida and Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Towards the bottom of the Amud. Second to last line. Boy Rami Varchama Koletes Shichvas Zera Mahu Shetistor Beziva. So if a woman is paleta shechva zera, can that be soser her count of ziva? So we're not defining the question yet. That's major machlokas rishonim. We'll get to it in a moment. Rova haisav is soseres. So do we view paleta shechva zera as a woman who is roa and therefore soseres? So just as she is would be roa dam, that would be soser her shivnakiyim, so to poletes. Odilma nogas haisa below sasra. Or maybe we view that as nogas, something that she comes in contact with, but it's not a ria, and not soser the shivnakiyim. The Gemara here isn't poshet this Shaila, but the Gemara in Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph assumes that we view Paletes Beziva as Roa, and therefore it would be Sosa. So what is the Shaila of the Gemara you're talking about? What is Rabbi Rachama's Shaila about? We have this question as to whether it's Soseres Beziva. Rashi writes, Poletes, bottom line, I'm going to give him an aleph. Kagon sheshimsha bezov. So we're talking about a woman who is mishameshes be'iser, that she's bimei zivasa. She engages in tashmish be'iser bimei zivasa. Upaska. And she does a hefsektara. And now she starts counting her shivanakiyim. Vishila limnos. You start counting your shivanakiyim, upalta. And now she's paletas a shefa zara. I mean, a woman, let's say, is a zava gadola. So she saw dam on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. She's a zava gadola. She engages in tashmish on Tuesday, the iser. She does a hefsektara on Wednesday. She starts counting shivanakiyim on Thursday. And then she's paletas a shefa zara on Thursday. So is that Sosa her count? Does she have to start the count again on Friday? Mahu shetister minyana. That's the Shaila in such a situation where a woman was mishameshes bezov, meaning the iser, and then she starts counting her shivanakiyim, and then she's paletas shechva zara after she started counting her shivanakiyim. is that Soser her cat? Yeah, that's how Rashi understands the sugya. The Rush, Paradalev Simon Aleph, Koser Ben Natan, that Rami Bar Chama Shaila was about a woman who was tashmish with a zat. It's not her ziva. It's a zav. And then the shaila is whether a woman is going to be tameya mishon poletes shefazera if she was of LS to a Zav. It's about the middle of this very long rush. From in a time pirish, the Rami Bar Chama Lomi Baile Ela B'Isha Shabbat Lehazav. And the Rush has many objections to the Rabbi Natan, why that can't be pshat in the Gemara. But the Perish HaMekubal, Mekubal Halacha, as we'll see, is what Tosaf quotes from the Ri, Dibur Maskil Roa Havya V'Sasra, Amari D'Mishkakas B'Shimsha B'Heter. Talking about now, like Rashi says, Tashmish B'Isser, not there been a time Tashmish was a Sav. We're talking about a woman who was Mishamesh as Beheter. Shetistor Ayidei Pleta Acher Re'ias Gimel Yamim Ritzufim. So that the Kaimelan Karaban and Perkev Bikiva Divinan Sheish Onos Shlemos. So we're talking about a woman who, let's say, has tashmish, just to make the calculation simple, let's say she has tashmish on Sunday morning, the heter, and then she sees Dam Ziva Sunday afternoon. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, she sees Dam Ziva. And then she could be Poletes Shechvazera up to six full Onos after her Tashmish. So she could be Poletes up until Wednesday morning. She has Tashmish Sunday morning, Sunday to Monday, Monday to Tuesday, Tuesday to Wednesday, right? So you have a woman who had Tashmish on Sunday morning, then she becomes a Zava on Sunday afternoon. So she sees Dam Ziva Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. She stops seeing Dam Ziva on Tuesday. She does a Hesek Tara late Tuesday. She starts counting Shiva Nakiyim on Wednesday morning. And then, less than 72 hours since Tashmish, she's Paleta Shechvazer. So that's the case where she was Mishameshes Beheter. She then becomes a Zava right after the Tashmish. And she starts her Shiva Nakiyim Mizivasa before the 72-hour window of Poletes closes. And then she's Poletes after she starts counting her Shiva Nakiyim. The shaila is, Are we soser that first day of Shiva Nikiyim? In that case, of Poletas. Yes, that's what Tosis means. Amari, the Mishkafas B'Shim Shiva Hatter, Shetisar Ayyadei Pleita, Acharias Gimel Yamim Ritzufim, the Kaimalanka Rabbanan, Parker Vikiva, the Be'inan Shesh Onos Shlemos. Inami could be relevant in the following situation. Acharia Achas, the Achar Tikun Rebbe Zera, the Safaris Shivanakiyim, Al Tipasdam Kachardo. That once we have Reb Zera, that you have to count Shivanakiyim even after a small Riyah. So it could be relevant. You don't have to have 3 days of Riyah. You had a single day of Riyah, and then you start Shivanakiyim, and then she is Poletas. So according to the Riyah, that is the Shaila of Rami Bar Chama. That's the position of Rav Rishonim, and we'll see. That's the read of the Gemara that we accept lahalach. The shayla of Poleta Shifazar Shatister, that case of Shimsha Behater. And then she is Poletas while she starts counting as Shivanakiyim, when she's still within the window of 72 hours, Mi Shas Tashmish. Okay. The Rush also quotes a Chuvas Arayvid that the whole din of Poletas Shechva Zara being Soser is only relevant in Yintaros. So the whole Shaila of Shechva Zara Bashatista Ruziva, that's only relevant in Yintaros, but not Labaila. That Poletas is not going to be Soser Shivanakiyim Labaila. And the Rashba quotes this also. The Rashba Torah Zabayis Kavav Min Aleph. And the Rashba writes that there is resonance of this Ravid in the Gaonim and the Rif, who don't quote this halacha of Poletas being Tister Vaziv. The Beis Yosef notes that that's not necessarily the strongest Raya because he says there are many dinim and hilchos nida that the Rif is mashmit, even though just about every one of those, the Ravid and the Ravid's based medrash connect that to only being relevant to Taros. But either way, that's what the Rush and the Rashba quote from the Ravid, that this din of Soseres, of Poleta being Soseres, is only relevant to Taros, not Labaila. And the Rashba has that a Bal Nefesh Yachosh La'atzim. Mikal Malkam Bal Nefesh Yachosh, after he rejects it, Rashba concludes, Mikal Malkam Bal Nefesh Yachish la'atzmo kidivrei harif. The Rush raises another issue with the Rive. Rush raises multiple issues with the Rive. Number one, he's bothered. How do you have a situation where a woman is so serious lefatzon, meaning the woman is counting Shivanakiyim, both Lataros and Labaila? So now you're going to tell her that she has to have two separate counts. You have to have one count Labaila where she wasn't so serious and one count Lataros where she was so serious. That's the Rashba's kasha on the Ravid. And the Madani Yantiv Elzvav, he says, no, he thinks even the Ravid would agree that if you have a woman who's Asuka B'Taros, once you say that she's so Soseres L'Nintaros, that the count Labaila will be Nigar after the count L'Taros. So if a woman is counting L'Taros and she's so Soseres L'Taros, then Mimela, she's going to be so Soseres Labaila. What the Ravid means is that if you have a woman who is an Osekes B'Tyrus and the only Nafkamina Sabaila, so then Poletas is not going to be Sosin. The Ravid brings the following Raya to his position from Gemara Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara there says, again, the upcoming sugya, that according to Reb Shimon, Me'ikra din, Azava could be Tavela on day seven because it mixes the Yom Kippur. And she could go to the mikvah and then go home and be Mishamesh as in Baila. But you don't do that, Shematira Vitistra. We're worried that maybe the woman is going to go to the mikvah, go home after Ashmish. Then she's going to have a Ri'ah. She's going to be Sosaris or Shiva Nikiyim. And Iglai Milsa, that she was Tamei the whole time. So says the Ravid, if it's the case that Poletes is Soseres, so why doesn't the Gemara have a more Shkiach concern? Why don't we say that a woman can't go to the mikvah on day seven and go home and then be Mishamesh and Baila, because much more likely is that she's going to be Poletes Shiflazera, and that's going to be Soser her Shivanakiyah. So why are you just concerned about Shematira Davatistor, which is a less likely scenario? Why don't you express that Shema Tiflot the Tistor, which is a more likely scenario? That's the Ravid's riotous position, that the whole din of Poletes being Soser is only relevant in Nataris and not Labaila. So to that, the Rush says, that's not Akasha, because the din of Poletes being Soser is only Soser Yomecha. It's only Soser that day when she's Poletes. Meaning, in theory, if a woman were the classic case, or the way the represents the Shaila of Ma'ashat Tistur B'Zivasa, if you're talking about a Zava who had Tashmish on Sunday morning before she became a Zava, and then she becomes a Zava Gadol Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, does have Tara, starts counting Shiva Nikiyam on Wednesday, and she's still Poletes on Wednesday. So the only time that it's shy to be Poletes in that case is on day one of her Shiva Nikiyam, because once you get to day two of Shiva Nikiyam, you're outside of the window of 72 hours. But the Rush says, Lemaisa, though, even though in that case there's no real nafkamina, but when we say that Poletes is Soseres, it means that she's Soseres that day. Now, that day isn't min minyan, but it doesn't mean it would set you back to day one. So even if in theory, the Rosh says, even if in theory a woman goes to the mikvah on day seven because it mixes the Yom Kukulo, day seven Lizivasa, so someone has Tashmish and is Poletes, even if Poletes would be Soseres, what that would mean is that that would knock off that day. But it's not relevant to knock off that day anymore, because that day was already Mikuyim as the last day of Shiva Nikiyam because it mixes the Yom Kukulo. That morning, she did her Sfira Shiva Nikiyam. Me'ikra din mixes the Yom Kukulo, and now she's home free. So even if she was Poletes later, the worst that Poletes could do would be knock off that day of Shiva Nikiyam. But she already was Mikayim that day of Shiva Nikiyam, and then you already tapped into mixes the Yom Kukulo. So you already had your day seven is Naki, so that's there's nothing to do with that anymore. The being Soser, the Poletes that would be Soser, can't do anything to that day seven, as it's already been defined as a day that's Naki. The Rashba says this also, the Shem Rabbeinu Yonah, the way the Rashba says it, Daf Mezum and Aleph, Dibur Maskal Aval Arayvit, Iker Stiras Shefa Zera, Eino Ela Mishum Delo Mikru Nikiyah. That the reason that Poletes would be Soseres is because if you're Poletes, you can't call that day Naki. If Acher Shesafer Nikiyah, but once you already finish your count of Shiva Nikiyah, so you already finished defining that day as Naki, Shuvlo Yisra Shefa Zera. So then the Zera can't be Soser anything anymore, because we've already defined the day as Naki. The Rush says slightly differently. Lashon HaRush is, Ikra stira shefa zara hu mishum delo mikra nakiyim, same as the Rashba. The cave and shesafra mixa sayom v'tara labayla. And once you count the mixa sayom and then became tahora, krashalmu nakiyim, excuse me, v'shuv ein shefa zara sazara. She's already completed her shim nakiyim, and that's no longer saleable by poletes. So the retirees of Katam Abdallah points out this diaklashin of the Rashba. The Rashba says the Tahara Labaila, which with the Rashba says, sorry, the Tahara Labaila, which the Rashba didn't have. The Rashba just says after she counted her Nakiyah. And the Rash says after she counted Mitzvah Sayom, the Tahara Labaila. The Rash sounds like it's only if she actually goes to the mikvah that you're home free. But if she hadn't yet gone to the mikvah, even if she already started her count on day 7, and you would have said mixes the Yom Kukulo as far as the Shiva Nakiyim, it still could be undone by Poletes. But Siddur Tara says, even if there is Amashmos in the Rush, that's not how the other Rishonim have it, or that's not Lahalacha. And therefore, the Kasha, the Raya, isn't such a Raya, because even though we assume that Poletes is relevant Labaila, but in a case where on an Ikridin level, a woman would complete her Shiva Nakiyim on day 7 and then go to the Mikvah and then be Mishameshes in Baila, we're not worried about Poletes because her Shiva Nakiyim already complete, and Poletes doesn't have the ability to undo that which already has been defined as a day that's Naki. Rabbi Chanan has an analysis of this in Kovet Zaharah, Simen Lamed Tes, Ostalit, explaining the Rush, that the whole din of Poletes during Shiva Nakiyim, it's not the same as a woman that sees Dam during Shiva Nakiyim, which is Soser. It's not a regular steer of Shiva Nakiyim that knocks everything out. It's just a lack in Nakiyim. And if a woman sees Dam during Shiva Nakiyim, she's Soseris, that means you're back to square one. If a woman is Poletes during Shiva Nakiyim, that just means that that day can't be defined as a day that's Naki, but it only sets you back that day. So in theory, it doesn't knock out the whole count, you just can't count that day as Naki. But if you're holding on day 7 and you already had mixes of Yom Kukulo, even if you didn't go to the mikvah, that day has already been defined as a Naki day, and Poletes could no longer change that.
We only go to the mikvah at night anyway, right? So it's not going to make such a...
Correct. We're talking on an Ikaridin level. The starting point was the consideration, the Raiva's Raya, that the Gemara only says Shemetir V'Tisler and not Shemetir V'Tifla. This is all on a theoretical level. Correct. Okay, so the Rush, who goes with the Perish Hari Lalacha, that the Shaila of Rami Bar Chama is where women is Mishameshes Beheter, and then is Soseres or Poletes, rather, within 72 hours after she already begins her Shiva Nakiyim. So the Rush has the following chumrah, that a woman shouldn't start counting Shiva Nakiyim until day 5 Mishimusha, meaning a woman has tashmish, again, to make it easier, on Sunday morning. And then she starts seeing Dam Sunday afternoon. So she has tashmish Sunday morning, she starts seeing Dam Sunday afternoon. She sees Dam Sunday, she sees Dam Monday, she sees Dam Tuesday. So in principle, we should have said that she stops seeing Dam Tuesday afternoon, she could do a Hefsek Tara, and start counting Shiva Nakiyim on Wednesday morning. If she stops seeing Dam, she did a Hefsek Tara. Start counting Shiva Nakiyim on Wednesday morning. However, the Rush says you can't start counting Shimon Akiyam until Thursday because we're concerned she had Tashrei Sunday morning. So your 72 hours are over on Wednesday morning. Maybe she'll be Poletes on Wednesday. If you're Poletes on Wednesday, that's Soser that day. So you can't count Wednesday towards your Shimon Akiyam anymore. So the earliest that you can start counting Shimon Akiyam is Thursday. So you have Tashrish on Sunday. You start seeing Dam on Sunday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are out. The earliest you could do, you could start counting your Shimon Akiyam following a Hefsek Tara would be on Thursday. But you can't start counting until the fifth day, Mishimusha, Tashrish is Sunday. Sunday to Monday, Monday to Tuesday, Tuesday to Wednesday is all within the window of Poletes. Wednesday is knocked out because maybe she's Poletes on Wednesday morning. The earliest you can start counting your Shimon Akiyam would be on Thursday. Okay, so that's a Chumrah of the Rush. Without that, you would have said, if you don't know that you're Poletes, why do you have to be Choshesh that you're Poletes? And that, in fact, is the Mashmos of the Rambam, Perek Vav Halacha Tezayin. That's what Vivadya points out, quoting from the Marik. Mashmos of Rambam, Stimas Lashono, is that we're only concerned if you are actually Poletes. But if you're not Poletes, then there's no such thing. But the Rush says, no, we're Machmir. Even if we don't know that you're Poletes, you have to be Choshesh, maybe you are at the latest possible point. And therefore, that adds another day until you can start counting your Shiva Nikiyam. The Miri also says like that much less than the Rambam. The Iri Lamagilam and Bays, the end of Dibra Maskil Kfar Bayarnu. Miri writes, Shalanemra Stira Bipleta Elilataros. The Aflataros Enos Aseres Eliyomechad. So, first of all, the Miri is like the Ravid that the whole Nidon is only Lataros, not Labaiva. And then he says, it's only Silser one day. And it's only so serious if she actually feels that she's Poletes. But to be Choshe, Shmi Safek, that maybe she's Poletes, that far you don't have to go. He writes, Sas Chochme Tzarfas Machmirin V'Pleita Af L'Baila V'Zman Azeh V'Chei Machmirin Lachish V'Kach Mi Safek U'Machmirin Shalol L'Haskel B'Minyan Shiva L'NK Ne'etz V'L'Baila Shlosha Yamim. So all these chumras of the other Chachmei Tzarfas, we will get to. So the Mechaber is essentially like the Rush. Hapoleta Shifa Zari Bimei Svirasa Imutoch Vav Onos Veshimusha Soseres Osayom Lefika Chameshemeshes Bitas of Rasa Acher Kakupaska. We're worried that maybe she'd be Poletes, even if we don't know that she's Poletes, we're worried maybe she was. And therefore, he goes to the Cheshbon that you can't start counting until day five, Lishimusha. So you can only do Hefsek Tara on day four, Lishimusha, and you can only start counting Shimon Akiyam on day five, Lishimusha. The Mechaber and the Rush do not have any Zera of Lo Shimsha to Shimsha. So this Din, or this Chumrah, only applies if you actually had Tashrish in this scenario on Sunday morning. But if you didn't have Tashrish Sunday morning, the last time she had Tashrish was Friday night, and Sunday morning she starts seeing Dam, so she sees Dam Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You could do a Hefsek Tara late Tuesday and start counting Shimon Akiyam on Wednesday. So according to the Mechaber, according to the Rush, the only Chumrah here is where you actually have Tashrish on Sunday, so then you can't start your Shimon Akiyam until Thursday. But if you didn't have Tashrish on Sunday, you could count your Shimon Akiyam as soon as you stop seeing that. There's no relevance of Poletes if you didn't actually have Tashrish within that window. Okay, that's the Pesach of the Mechaber. And as we'll see next time, the Or Zeruah Simin Shin Lamed Ches has a low plug that we're go there low Shimsha Atu Shimsha, and that is the psak of the Ramah. That is one of the two chumas of the Ramah, lo shimsha tu shimsha, and also the Ramah who adds another day because of Bein Hashmashas. So let's stop here for today, and next time we'll try to wrap up the Sugya Paletes with the double chumra of the Ramah, and then talk about practical situations of Paletes and making these calculations. Okay, so next time, Wednesday, regular time, Mr. Shah. Okay.